What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat.
Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. And we have on the telephone with us a person who will tell us about lions. Maybe not those from Detroit, but lions coming to Chicago. The Vice President of Animal Care and Horticulture at the Lincoln Park Zoo, Maureen Leahy. Hey, Maureen.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, don't ask me about sports. Sorry, I can't tell you about the Detroit Lions.
Oh, no, but these lions are far more important, aren't they?
Far more important, and I would argue far more inspiring and very exciting to come see soon at Lincoln Park Zoo.
So when I was a kid, I remember, and it wasn't that long ago, but I'd go to the zoo that we called it the Lion House at that time. And on the, let me get my directions straight, on the north end of the Lion House, there were these big moats, and you had Asiatic lions, as I recall, endangered Asiatic lions at the zoo for many, many years. But now you are rehabbing the old Lion House, and the lions are about to come back.
That's right. We are super excited about the complete renovation and restoration of that historic Lion House. And the new construction, which we've created a new state-of-the-art habitat for African lions that span the whole north side of that area, right in the heart of our zoo.
So when does this officially happen?
Well, we are super excited to open to the public. The new Pepper Family Wildlife Center will open for everybody to see on October 14th. Remember, Lincoln Park Zoo is free, so everyone should come on out.
Absolutely. Now, these are, I missed it, these are Asiatic lions or these are African lion?
These are African lions. We have had African lions at Lincoln Park Zoo in the past as well.
Ah, okay. Very good. And, you know, that is definitely exciting news, and it brings up this topic that people want to know about. This past week, or the week before, maybe, it was the National Zoo, the Smithsonian National Zoo, that announced that a couple of their big cats, I don't recall which species, had COVID-19, tested positive for the coronavirus. And there was a zoo maybe in Tennessee or Kentucky, same sort of announcement. Are the big cats, or for that matter, bears would be susceptible, members of the mustelid family would be susceptible, one would think. Also relatives of the ferrets like weasels and polecats and those types of animals to COVID-19. Have they been vaccinated?
You know, Steve, that's, I appreciate you bringing that up because Lincoln Park Zoo is taking COVID-19 precautions very seriously and have been throughout the pandemic, not only for the safety of our staff and our guests, but also the animals. And you are correct. There are, you know, we're learning more about COVID-19 more and more every day as we progress through the pandemic. And there have been known cases of COVID-19 positive animals in species like big cats, great apes, as well as you mentioned the mustelids, so the otter family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm happy to report that, you know, as soon as vaccinations were available, our animal care staff 100% became fully vaccinated ourselves. We've always taken wearing PPE, that personal protective equipment, very serious, something we've always been doing, for example, with our non-human primates. Our care staff has always worn face masks and gloves, but we added face masks to protocols for care staff working with other, you know, at higher risk or even suspected at risk species of animals. And we have started vaccinating our at-risk animals as well. So there has been a animal vaccine developed by Zoetis, the pharmaceutical company that works specifically with animals. And I'm happy to report that we started vaccinating our, you know, at most, starting with our at most high risk species. That includes our big cats, so far our lions and snow leopards, as well as the great apes, so chimpanzees and gorillas.
Yes, and I can't believe I didn't mention non-human primates and all that. And what we know is that gorillas, just broadly speaking, are really susceptible to respiratory illness in general. And we also know that responsible zoos, such as the Lincoln Park Zoo forever, have been using PPE around great apes and all non-human primates, knowing that so much of what we can get, they can get too. And sometimes it's worse in those animals because they have no immunity built up whatsoever.
That's right. We've always taken what we call zoonotic disease risks. So those are diseases that can transfer to and from animals. And we see that a lot with non-human primates to humans and vice versa. So something as simple as a common cold could be transmissible all the way to influenza or other, disease risks. So we've always taken that seriously. So I will say that for some of our animal care staff, it was business as usual amidst COVID because we've always done a really good job about wearing that PPE.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And the vaccine, I mean, you kind of made a point of it, but I want to make it absolutely abundantly clear. This is not
abundantly clear.
This is not the same vaccine that we stand in line for. The lines happily have gotten shorter at Walgreens or CVS or wherever you get your vaccine from. This is a vaccine specifically created for animals by Zoetis, the pharmaceutical company that is for, they focus on animals and wildlife. Speaking of wildlife, what every time I talk with someone on the radio from the Lincoln Park Zoo, invariably I do get, or any zoo, invariably I get an email or we get a phone call saying, you know what, these animals belong in the wild. Can you respond to that and at the same time talk about how some animals are only found in zoos, and we'd include the Lincoln Park Zoo here.
Yes, and, you know, I very much respect and understand, when that question is asked, and that's something that, you know, us as professionals at Lincoln Park Zoo, along with all of our, you know, we've got 40 scientists on staff at Lincoln Park Zoo. We take these questions very seriously. I can bring up, for example, the African lions, the species that are returning with our opening of the new Pepper Family Wildlife Center. Over the past 25 years, 50% of Africa's lion species have declined in numbers. And about 40% of lions in the wild are living in Tanzania, which specifically is where Lincoln Park Zoo scientists are focusing our lion conservation work right now. And we take care of animals very seriously at Lincoln Park Zoo, and we use science to inform how we care and how we can provide the best possible care. For example, the new habitat, the Pepper Family Wildlife Center, we spent years studying the behavior and space use of our previous pride of lions to understand what their preferences were, and all of that data really informed the design of the new expansive habitat. So you're going to see a lot of key features in this, habitat that's almost double what they, in terms of space, they had before, but very key features such as increased shade, increased thermal climate or comfort zones, so areas with heated rocks and areas where they have cool air or hot air, depending on the season, increased vertical complexity with opportunities for lions to climb, dynamic enrichment features like a zip line and a pulley feeder so that they can truly hunt and stalk their prey. And all of these features were really based on our data, and we'll continue monitoring these animals. We continually work to evaluate and reevaluate the care to ensure we are promoting the best possible care and that these lions are experiencing great welfare.
So when you mean a zip line for lions, I assume you are not talking about lions getting on top of a zip line at Lincoln Park and then traveling to, say, Albany Park and landing there. That's not what you're talking about, I don't believe.
No.
Hang on a second. We'll explain what I know what you're talking about, and we'll explain what that is and how, in fact, if you don't mind me asking you, how people can replicate exactly what you are doing for your lions with their little kitty cats at home. Sort of.
Oh, great question.
Yeah. So we'll get to that great question when we come back on WGN. We're talking with Maureen Leahy, Vice President of Animal Care and Horticulture at the Lincoln Park Zoo. As Maureen mentioned, free zoo, one of, I believe, only two free zoos in America, at least accredited free zoos. Maureen, is that correct?
Yep. We're one of the only free privately owned zoos in America.
Yeah, I think the other I'm thinking about is in St. Louis, but we're better than St. Louis in every way. So you said there is going to be a zip line for our lions, and I suggested you look up in the sky and you see lions going in the air, going from one place in Chicago to another. That's not what you mean, I don't think.
No, and you know, I probably should have clarified, too. I don't want anybody thinking that we're sending humans on a zip line over the new habitat either.
True enough.
But this zip line is specifically engineered for the care staff to affix different food and enrichment items. So maybe a needy bone or another enrichment item. And they'll fix it up high and drop it down. The zip line will take it across the whole west side or east side. There's four different tracks for this zip line, where then the food or enrichment will dangle below. And it's going to be moving fast. So those lions have got to run, hunt, and capture their prey together.
You know, if you're a cat, whether it's a big cat like a lion or tiger, or your little kitty cat at home, all those cats have at least one thing in common. They're born with a prey drive. This activates the lion's prey drive. Do you recommend that people do this with their cats at home?
Well, you know, you would have to assess safety measures for any kind of creative enrichment device for your cat at home. But certainly a low-cost safe thing would be a supervised enrichment item for your cat, which is as simple as a string with something fun dangling on it that you're, you know, dragging across the floor and they're going to chase and capture their little fuzz ball or paper ball, whatever you put on the end of it.
Right. Or what you can do is put food in different places around the house. So that way your kitty cat can hunt, quote unquote, for that food even indoors. So are the lions, have they arrived at the Lincoln Park Zoo?
They have. They have safely arrived. We just welcomed a new male named Jabari and three females, Hasira, Zari, and Cleo. And just in the last couple of weeks, they were recently introduced to one another. And they are now acclimating in their new habitat at Pepper Family Wildlife Center. And we're getting ready and getting them ready and acclimating them before we take the construction fences down for the public opening on October 14th.
Now, did you say Casera?
Casera.
Well, that's close enough. Yeah, our regular producer, our superstar producer's name is Casera. So I will tell her that there's a lion named for her. That's good enough for me. And it's not only lions that are coming or will be, you'll be able to see soon, but two snow leopards, two Canadian lynx, and two red pandas. Which one does not belong there? Tell me how the pandas got involved in this party.
Well, you know, red pandas are a little bit different and unique in their taxonomy. But all three species, the snow leopard, the Canadian lynx, and red panda, were specifically chosen because they are very cold hardy or cold tolerant species. So those habitats are designed to really have animals that will do extremely well, like our snow monkeys at the Regenstein Macaque Forest, during Chicago's colder seasons, where we still like to welcome guests, even though it's the Chicago winter. So they will be great in those habitats to be visible as well.
Now, when you fly with a lion, how does the TSA accept that? So I guess what I'm asking is, how do you transport them? Where are they from? And the same with all the other animals that are coming in. Where are they from and how do you get them here?
Sure, that's a great question. So Lincoln Park Zoo is an accredited zoo through the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, sort of the gold standard or highest standard of care in professional zoos. And we work cooperatively with other AZA-accredited zoos, and each species has their own what's called a species survival program or plan. And all the population of African lions, for example, has its own population plan. Actually, the scientists at Lincoln Park Zoo work together on this plan to make sure that breeding and transfer plans really promote healthy and sustainable populations within accredited zoos. And so we were very fortunate to receive a recommendation for a new pride of lions, for example. Jabari, our male, came from an accredited zoo, Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines, Iowa. So he's a Midwestern male. And our three females are Southern. They came from Riverbank Zoo in South Carolina, which is also an AZA-accredited zoo. And we work with professionals that actually, you know, their skill set, what they do is transporting animals from accredited zoos to others. And yeah. What's great is these animals typically work with their care staff to voluntarily participate in a lot of aspects of that transport. For example, all four lions voluntarily entered their shipment crates as part of their training.
We should talk about that at some point in time, how all these animals, I mean, you bring your cat to the veterinarian, and sometimes it takes the veterinarian and 28 technicians to hold down the cat for the cat to get a vaccine. It should never be that way. It should never be that way. However, one reason, I mean, if you guys can train lions to walk into a crate or stick a paw out for a vaccine, and I know you do that, then we could train our kitty cats at home. Maureen Leahy, I'm out of time. Congratulations on the new lions.
Oh, thank you. And come out to Lincoln Park Zoo on October 14th. And I hope you're excited to see the new Pepper Family Wildlife Center.
I am. Thank you, Maureen.
Bye-bye.